This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Heavy lifting required, and all hands on deck are required as well. It is the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with us. You know, this month marks National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And did you know approximately 1 in 8 U.S. women will develop breast cancer over the course of their lifetime? And breast cancer isn't just a problem that faces women alone, but it is a disease that affects men as well. In 2017, it's estimated that 250,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and 2,500 men will also be diagnosed. To help us understand and break it down even further for us, Lynn Erdman joins us. She is the CEO of the Association of Women's Health Obstetric and Neonatal Nurses. And Lynn, we appreciate you taking the time to be able to talk about Breast Awareness Month on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk. This is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so tell our audience what the purpose is and, you know, what they need to know.
Well, we mark this as Breast Cancer Awareness Month really to raise the consciousness and the awareness of the fact that women are diagnosed every day with breast cancer. And it's to remind us that maybe we need to do that check we were supposed to do, whether it's a mammogram or a self-breast exam or whatever we might be doing, but a reminder that indeed women can get breast cancer, but also we're adding to that men can also get it, just as you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a surprise for some people that they're hearing more about men. Is it because we're being more mindful of it and checking it out that there's increasing numbers on men? Well, what is causing the increase here?
Yes, I think it's mindfulness. We are talking about it more, and certainly talking about it more openly than we used to. Many times men did not wish to share their experiences with breast cancer, and they're really coming forward now and sharing their stories and talking about how they found their breast cancer and what type of treatment they had to go through. And it's extremely important.
Well, Lynn, if your family member had breast cancer, does that increase your risk necessarily?
Not necessarily. About 85% of women diagnosed with breast cancer do not have a family relative at all that has had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So it is not always the case. You should know your family history, and you should know if you've got a first-degree relative that has had breast cancer. It's important as you're going through the screening process, mm-hmm. but it does not mandate that you too will develop breast cancer.
Well, Lynn Erdman, what about the top three recommendations for detecting breast cancer at its early stages? What do you recommend?
We still recommend a mammogram on a regular basis, simply because that is the best technology we have today to be able to detect breast cancer at its earliest stages. Mm-hmm. And there are many recommendations out. It used to be that as you hit 40 or somewhere between 35 and 40, you would have your first mammogram, and then once you hit 40, it would be yearly after that. Now the recommendation is talk with your physician. They'll talk with you about your family history and about your risk factors, those types of things, and determine how often you need to have a mammogram. But it's important, too, to know your breasts and notice if there are any changes in your breasts at all. And if you have a false positive from a mammogram that you may have had, make sure you follow up on a regular basis and make sure you have the test as your physician or your nurse practitioner recommends.
Exactly. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left here, Lynn. Where can the good folks go for more information, whether it's for women with breast cancer or men?
Go to healthymom.org, healthymomandbaby.org. And we've got lots of information on there, not only about for men with breast cancer, but also for women.
Well, Lynn Erdman, CEO of A1, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, Lynn. Good stuff. Take care.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're committing this entire hour of our program to talk about gun control. Last week, it was time to, kind of absorb what happened in Las Vegas. And I say time to absorb, I mean, just in grieving with the families and the victims involved and, the ramifications of a mass shooting such as this. They happen, some would say, too often. I think the numbers would indicate it is still rare, but it doesn't mean that it's less important. It does bring a focus. We have shootings every day in this country, as you know, and when you have a mass shooting like what took place in Las Vegas, everybody wants to know the number one question. We're just talking with some friends the other day, and I think we asked that question as little kids. It's one of the first questions we ask, why? Parents ask you to do something, you want to know why. And even as adults today, some incident occurs and our curiosity, our need to know is at such a height, we want to know why. And a lot of people politically went to the why question very quickly. And there was, there was some pushback to say, wait a minute, can you hit the pause button for a minute before we turn this into another political opportunity? And in the words of Rahm Emanuel, not allow any good crisis to go to waste here. And of course, this becomes politically divisive. It gets emotional. And again, as I said in discussions I've had since, since Vegas, things can get very emotional. And when they do, you bring emotion tied into our First Amendment right to say anything, that you want to say, things can get a bit irresponsible and very tedious. And then what happens? We start dealing with the ramifications of the emotion instead of the core issue. So we wanted to give this just a little bit of time here and thought that this would be the appropriate time to have Dr. John Lott with us. He is a world-recognized expert on guns and crime, former chief economist at the United States Sentencing Commission from 1988 to 1989. He is president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's been on with us many times to bring to light, the facts. And this is the challenge, is that we have to, breathe a little bit and get out of the realm of the emotion. And let's deal with the practicality if we can do this. And let's deal with the facts, because you hear a lot of, statements, through the heart of emotions being put out there that saying that you can fix evil. You can fix this sort of thing. And I think most reasonable people would understand that, evil exists just like good exists. And that's what was on display. If you, look at all the footage that happened and you hear the anecdotal stories after Vegas or any of these mass shootings, that there's always room for heroes. And they do come forward. The heroes that step up and actually run, run to the gunfire. They don't run away. There are people there that are picking bodies up, taking vehicles, and you know, they don't even belong to them, but because they knew they needed to flow to the need, and they were taking as many as 15 people per time in one truck in one particular case where the gentleman was blessed by a dealership in Phoenix, gave him a brand new F-150 Ford kind of as an honor for his selflessness in doing, you know, doing this. So, you know, and I think it was a very special tribute there. But again, the stories abound in terms of heroes that happen. And of course, the big story there is the evil that was on display and the evil that we still are trying to get our brain around and understand. And I maintain, as we were talking with Reverend James Ward yesterday, that we don't understand evil because we don't understand evil because it is beyond our comprehension. It's one of those words, you know, we kind of see it. And I think even what we see and what we can acknowledge is the tip of the iceberg. And there is so much more to understand about evil, because it's one of those things that this side of heaven is quite infinite. And, you know, we're finite brains trying to understand it. And of course, you know, our desire to know the why and understand, you know, what was in Stephen Paddock's mind is driving the narrative, and it's driving some, you know, some questions and answers here, which I think are, you know, I think on some sense the questions are good. Some of the pundits and their conjecture, as we've said often on the show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so there's some things out there that get a little wacky. And I think when you do that, then it disturbs the effective debate. And to me, effective debate on any issue is one that can arrive to a solution. But if I'm sidetracking, you know, the journey with some science, you know, some type of interjection that's ludicrous, like, you know, a statement that was made over the weekend that it's easier to buy an AR-15 than cough medicine. I mean, okay. And I understand some people might think that they understand that the person was being, you know, exaggerative, but this doesn't help the cause. It gets silly, because then all of a sudden we start focusing on the silliness of that statement and the lack of truth and veracity. But if we stay in the course of pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, and breaking it down, breaking down the evidence, because the perception is that where there are less guns, it's less crime, and the empirical evidence would counter that. John Lott, as I mentioned, who will be coming on here, wrote a book, More Guns, Less Crime, and the War on Guns. You know, what is going on here? Also understand what our Second Amendment right is all about. You know, prior to all that, it said that in the Constitution that our rights are given to us by God Himself. They're God ordained. They're not anything that the state or the government gives to us, because we know that what the government giveth, it can taketh away. And so our founding fathers were real clear that there were certain inalienable rights that we all held as citizens of America that were God ordained, not government ordained. And this is why we've been very concerned and growing in concern as our country becomes more and more secular. We move away from these God-given rights and the understanding of what God-given rights are all about. And so, you know, secularists, it's easy for them to consider a world without God, because that's what they do every day. But for people who have a life with God, this is in direct contrast to this. And it forms our questions, it forms our opinions and our actions on a daily basis. And so, again, going back to what our founding fathers realized, that the Constitution was designed for a moral people. And you take morality out of the picture, and our Constitution begins to implode on itself, and you have more and more debates like the one that's being exercised over gun control. So stay with us. Dr. John Lott's going to be coming up. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. John Lott joins us now, world-recognized expert on guns and crime, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of the book More Guns, Less Crime, and The War on Guns. John, always good to have you with us. Appreciate having your expertise on the show. Many asked right after Vegas, when would it be time to have the debate? Almost instantly, some of the political apparatchiks and operatives could not help themselves, didn't want to pause and grieve and begin to even get their hearts and brains around what happened in Vegas. Immediately, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, they just could not bear to have a good crisis go to waste that would be impetus for their argument.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's good to talk to you again. It's even worse than that, though, because they're calling for laws before they even know what happened in the case.
Exactly.
And so you had people calling for universal background checks, these background checks on private transfers of guns. And it turns out if they had waited, you know, part of a day or a full day, they would have found out that it wouldn't have been relevant in this case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen this before. After the Alexandria shooting where the Bernie Sanders supporter was attacking the Republican congressman, you had Governor Terry McAuliffe, Democrat from Virginia, came out within literally an hour or so after the attack, calling for a list of different types of gun control laws. And it turns out that the attacker there had bought his guns in Illinois, which already had the different regulations that Terry McAuliffe was pushing for. You look during the Obama presidency, after every mass public shooting that the President Obama talked about, he called, the one thing that he called for every time was these background checks on private transfers. And yet, if he had waited more than, you know, a couple hours or an hour or so to make comments about it and call for a particular law, he would have realized that in none of those cases was the law that he was calling for relevant to the case.
Exactly.
And yet it, and I'm not sure it, but it raises questions. Why do they keep calling for laws that have nothing to do with the cases that they're using to go and push those laws?
Well, they operate out of the emotion, John, and this is what I've been insisting on ever since this started. Emotions are, to a degree, valuable. But when you get into the issue of debate, then you need to make sure we have the facts. I mean, as we know routinely, it could take up to a year before all the facts are realized. I mean, even already the timeline of certain incidents and certain happenings of Las Vegas are being altered. So this is a dynamic investigation, but for some reason we cannot get it through our thick skulls that this takes time. There's such a thing as due process, but in everybody's eagerness to know all the facts, we need to, pull back and remind everybody that, look, what are we talking? It's maybe a year, John, before we really get all the facts together on Las Vegas?
Well, look, I mean, I'm not sure we have to wait a year to be able to talk about these types of things sensibly.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that we know relatively quickly and are relatively accurate to know. There's other things that the media often has to correct. You know, how did the person get the guns? You know, what guns were used? Often the initial reports on those things are wrong. But, you know, there are certain things that are easy to check. For example, whether or not the attack occurred in a place where guns were allowed or not, these so-called gun-free zones. Over 98% of the mass public shootings that have occurred in the United States since 1950 have occurred in places where general citizens aren't allowed to have guns for protection.
Exactly.
And, you know, so I want to do something. I get upset and frustrated when these types of attacks happen. And it may not have been relevant for the rare type of case that we just had in Las Vegas, but, you know, you can go through a whole list of other cases from Orlando to, attacks at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, mm-hmm. to the
San Bernardino
shooting, to on and on,
yes.
for these places. And, you know, I guess the frustrating thing to me is we know these killers try to take places where they know people can't stop them.
Exactly.
And so why not try to remove or reduce the number of those types of places that exist?
Mm-hmm.
And yet we end up discussing things that, as we just said, have nothing to do with those attacks and wouldn't have stopped them.
Exactly. Well, you know, Dianne Feinstein, she looked rather embarrassed, and it was a good question when she was asked, was there anything that could have been done, anything, you know, short of the Democratic Party's not there to, you know, say that yet. I think Nancy Pelosi suggested it when she talked about the slippery slide of the bump stock regulation, that she would hope that it would be a slippery slide that would eventually lead to all our guns being taken away.
Look, I mean, what's going to happen, my guess is, first, I have no problem with regulating the bump stock, but the thing is, one, even if you pass something like that, it's not going to make any difference to these things. There's close substitutes that exist there,
mm-hmm.
and in any case, given this guy's obviously technical abilities with going and having things like wiring his car with ammonia nitrate, and apparently, according to the police, having a, quote, a large number of homemade explosives at his home, he obviously would have been able to jerry-rig something like that on his mm-hmm. own, even if he hadn't been able to go and purchase it.
Well, John, so, let me interject this. I mean, here we are twisting ourselves to add more laws and regulations, and we already have God-fearing and law-abiding citizens that abide to those laws. You know, it's the criminals. I mean, they're fine. Okay, so now all of a sudden, as you say, going back to your original point, and that is that we start, enriching targets for criminals to come in because we've taken away guns. You know, so I think I told you the last time I'm here in Florida, and I went to a movie house, and there were
right.
signs. There were signs all over outside the movie house. This is a gun-free zone. I went to the manager. I mean, you know, because Florida's concealed carry state. And I said,
sure.
What are you doing? I go, do you realize how much, you know, danger you just brought on this facility? You've just told the criminals who have guns that they can come in here, you know, without any kind of interference whatsoever. You have turned this into a barrel of, you know, a shooting barrel where somebody can come in and just fire away at will.
Right.
And he goes, well, it's our company policy. I go, bad company policy. You need to take it back and let them know. They can't legally, you know, search you. They search your purses. They search your purses. I'm not even sure they can do that. But, I'm not going to abide to that stupid sign. That's ridiculous.
I mean, you're exactly right. The type of people who obey those signs and rules are the most law-abiding citizens, not the people who are engaged in the attack. And in fact, rather than deterring attackers, as you say, those types of signs are magnets for those people to go and do these attacks. I don't know how many times, how many examples we need. In my book, The War on Guns, I have a whole chapter where I go and quote and cite these people who have left audio or diaries or other things or comments to other people about why they chose the targets that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And time after time, they chose target because they didn't believe anybody with a gun would be there to be able to go and stop them. And, you know, these guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They know that it's going to be relatively easier for them to go and kill and maim more people if the people can't defend themselves there.
Without a doubt. Dr. John Lott is with us, world-recognized expert on guns and crime and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. We've got more from Dr. Lott on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
struck film.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
It isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
I'm awfully small and bring one.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste simplicity. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. John Lott. Gun expert, president of the Crime Research Center, continues. Our Second Amendment of the United States Constitution reads as follows. This is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. John Lott, you know, this is the big rub. With a majority of Americans today is they take the Constitution for what it said and what our founding fathers said. Some would like to bifurcate that and say, well, the purpose of the Second Amendment was to was because of militia and to have a regulated militia ready to go. And because of our standing army and our military strength, we no longer need a militia, that's irrelevant. But it goes on further. I mean, if you bifurcate it and you stop it right there, then you can understand why they have the perception that they do. But it also mentions the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So there's 3 steps to the Second Amendment, not just one, right?
I mean, let me just make one preparatory comment, and that is my work. I don't do this because of constitutional concerns. What motivates me and what motivates my research, because I'm a statistician, I'm an economist, is what impact this has on people's safety. And I think that allowing people to be able to go and defend themselves, a net deters criminals and saves lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what motivates me on this. But look, in lots of areas, the courts like to fuzz things up. And the reason why courts like to fuzz things up is because that gives them more power. If you have bright line, what appear to be bright line rules, like the First Amendment, where it says Congress shall make no law.
Mm-hmm.
When I've taught in law schools, I've asked people, how much clearer could they have made this? What would they have had to actually say to convince the courts that when they say Congress shall pass no law, they really meant that? Mm-hmm. Would they have to say Congress shall never, ever, 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 ever pass a law? I mean, how many times would they have to say that in order to do it? When they say shall not infringe, what would they have had to say? They shall never, ever, ever, ever infringe. It's just silliness. And anybody who is engaged in law knows that judges, many of them are well-meaning, but many of them like to have more power.
No doubt about it.
So it's only natural for them to go and say, there are these so-called balancing tests with regard to constitutional issues, and so there's no real bright line on anything. You have to go to the courts to figure everything out because the courts like to be the final judge, jury, essentially, and legislature, more exactly, in determining what the rules should be on things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring up an interesting point here, John, that causes me to consider that, we hear a lot about separation of powers, and it's primarily between the legislature, the president, and the judicial. But, based on what you just pointed out, isn't there another separation, and that's from the people themselves? If the law says clearly this is the right of the people, that this is a government of, for, and by we the people, doesn't that establish another force that heretofore seems to be ignored?
Well, I mean, people have certain powers. Obviously, they can go and replace elected officials and what have you. The thing about the Constitution is that it's there to protect minorities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if the minority is being abused by the courts or, the legislature, the whole point was that the courts were there to go and be the final bulwark to mm-hmm. protect them. And if the courts don't view that as their job to follow the rules that are there, that there is just some super legislature that can go and institute their own feelings on what the rule should be, then that kind of negates the whole purpose of the Constitution.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, John, I want to get back to your wheelhouse here, and that is you're a numbers guy. And you look at the empirical evidence and you draw some conclusions based on what those numbers tell us. And the last time you and I talked, you said, Bill, when you break it down, there are key problem areas in the country. And interestingly enough, when you look at those problem areas, whether it's Illinois, California, I think Baltimore, and might have been D.C. that you mentioned, most of the crime is taking place in a really specific minority of number of states. And you look at the majority of states, not a lot of gun crime reporting in those states. And yet those states are the ones that are, those states honor the Second Amendment, and you have a right to carry and defend yourself.
About 2% of the counties in the United States account for over half the murders. So that's 60 counties out of 3,140 counties. And if you ever see a murder map drawn for those counties, what you'll find is that the murders are very heavily concentrated in tiny areas within those counties. You find, you may find 8, 9, 10 block area total in those counties that account for all the murders. And, so obviously, those areas tend to be relatively more liberal areas of the country. You have a lot of gang problems there. Those are drug gang areas. They're essentially going causing the murders and violent crime that you have. There's gangs fighting against each other over drug turf.
Right.
And, you know, other indirect causes of crime that they're related to.
And, oh, yes, but, by the way, the gangs aren't going to pay attention to any law, right? I mean, they're not concerned with the rule of law.
Yeah, look, I testified last December in Mexico before the federal Senate and House Constitution committees that they had there. And, you know, Mexico is an amazing place. They have murder rate that's about 4 to 5 times higher than the murder rate that we have here in the United States. There's only one gun store that can legally sell guns there. It's run by the military. Guns are extremely expensive. And the largest caliber guns that are sold are .22 caliber guns.
Oh.
You know, but you look at the huge amount of, and they've had these rules since the early 70s, 1970s. You look at the drug gangs down there, they're not getting their guns from the one gun store there.
Right, exactly.
They're not getting their machine guns and rocket launchers from coming to the United States. They're smuggling in these fully automatic weapons that they have there, just as they smuggle in the drugs that they bring into Mexico. Mexico is basically a staging area for bringing in legal drugs into the United States.
Exactly.
And, you know, the same thing is true in the United States. If I could click my fingers and cause all illegal drugs to disappear from the United States and all guns, would it take 20 minutes before illegal drugs start coming back into El Paso or San Diego or something like that? And how long would it take before they bring in the weapons to protect that valuable property? I mean, it's not like the drug gangs can go to the police and say, look, this other gang stole our drugs. Can you help us get them back?
Right.
They have to set up their own militaries to do it.
Well, and it's amazing to your point, when you've got, you know, the drug lords and the cartels that operate in Mexico with the firepower that they have, I mean, they've got more firepower than the local law enforcement officers there, right, John?
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. I can't tell you the stories I heard when I was down there about rocket launchers and everything else that the drug gang had.
Amazing. Well, we'll pick it up from there. Dr. John Lott is with us, world-recognized expert on guns and crime, right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
I'm Jay Curtis. The new iPhone 8, iPhone 8 Plus, and Apple Watch Series 3 are now at T-Mobile. And the company has some compelling offers on these hot new devices. Matt Staniff, Senior Vice President for T-Mobile, has more.
Right now, any customer that trades a qualifying iPhone will get up to $300 off their new iPhone 8, 8 Plus, or iPhone 10 by 24 monthly bill credits. And, of course, you can get Netflix on us with taxes and fees included with your T-Mobile One plan.
T-Mobile also announced a new iPhone upgrade program. Customers can trade in their current iPhone when 50% is paid off, and T-Mobile will wipe out their remaining payments so they can upgrade to their next iPhone free and clear.
And don't forget about the new Apple Watch Series 3. We're giving customers 3 months of free cellular service, and then it's just $10 a month after that with AutoPay.
For more details on Apple device pricing and data plans, go to T-Mobile.com/Apple.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Lott is with us, a world-recognized expert on guns and crime. He's former chief economist at the United States Sentencing Commission from 1988 to 1989. President of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of 9 books, including More Guns, Less Crime, and The War on Guns. John, let's deal with perception versus reality. Perception is that every household in America has a gun in their residence. What's the facts?
Well, the only way we know what gun ownership rates are is through surveys, and there's a lot of problems with those surveys. My guess is they dramatically underestimate what the actual gun ownership rates are. You know, you see polls. There was a recent NBC Wall Street Journal poll that claimed that 48% of households have a gun. There are other surveys that could put it at 45 or 42%. That's where the range of most of the surveys kind of fall, I think. And so, you know, you have someplace, my best guess is in the mid-40 ranges. A couple other surveys that are outside that range, but I think there are real problems with them.
So not every household, although there's probably enough guns that are in circulation, they say, to cover every household because of, you know, gun owners, collectors own guns that they'll never shoot. And, you know, they run the entire gamut. I mean, it's a very dynamic perspective. So when we actually talk about, you know, the guns that people might have problems with, it is a small minority. And as your numbers are already showing, they're in the hands of, you know, people that aren't following the laws anyway. And so whatever we do to regulate, either they're not going to follow the laws or there's some sort of mental deficiency, which brings up a whole other argument altogether, right?
Right. Well, I mean, just give you some ideas of some of the problems with these polls. They'll ask married women and married men whether they own guns in the home. And married women say that guns are owned in the home there at a significantly lower rate than married men do. Mm-hmm. Now, is it possible that married men have guns that they're not telling their wives about? I suppose that's possible. I think probably the more likely option is that some women aren't comfortable going and telling others whether they own a gun in the home or not. There are other issues there about the people who are less likely to answer these questions. Honestly, I think have greater issues of distrust with the government or just whoever's calling them up and asking them whether they have a gun there or not. You know, who knows whether it's a real surveyor or just somebody who's trying to find out information about the home. I think those types of things make it so that the true numbers are actually higher. I'll give you one example. There's something called the General Social Survey, which is the one that puts gun ownership rate at the lowest level. They claim that in Illinois, over the last decade and a half, gun ownership rates have gone down by about a third. But yet, if you look at what's called a FOID card, which people have to own, have a card to license them to be able to own a gun in Illinois, that's actually almost doubled over that same period of time. And so it makes you really wonder how accurate these polls are in getting this information.
John, the other perception is that there's more mass shootings here in America where guns are more available as opposed to European countries where there's been a higher level of gun restriction.
Right. Well, I have a chapter in The War on Guns on this where I go back through both the largest mass public shootings in the world, for the entire world from 1970 through last year, and also just comparing more precisely shootings in the European Union to the United States. And if you look at casualty rates during the Obama administration, for example, in Europe compared to the United States, the casualty rate in the European Union is 50% higher than the casualty rate in the United States. I'll just give you one simple example. France, in 1 year, 2015, had four large mass public shootings where there were a total of 532 casualties. Oh. In the United States, during the entire 8 years of the Obama presidency, we had 527 casualties from mass public shootings, as defined by kind of the traditional FBI definition of mass public shooting. So a country one-fifth our size had more casualties in 1 year than the United States had in eight years.
Yeah, but the perception and the talking points that go out there is if, you know, they want to throw up, you know, these different countries. What about Australia that is highly highly restricted?
Right. I have another chapter on that and the war on guns, too. Look. People say, if you look at it, the death rate from firearm homicides has gone down, and also firearm suicide. If you look at the numbers, those rates were falling for 15 years prior to the gun buyback that they had in 96 and 97. They continue to fall afterwards, but at a slower rate. So just take a simple example. Let's say you had a perfectly straight line that was falling over the entire time. Well, you wouldn't say that the law had an impact on it if it kept falling at exactly the same rate afterwards that it was before. But it's even worse than that. It kept falling, but at a slower rate than what it was before. And you can clearly see that when you graph it out. But the big problem is that while they had a big buyback of guns in 96 and 97, reducing the number of legally owned guns in the country by about a third. People, you know, they had new licensing regulations and registration, but people could go back out and buy guns. And what you found is that by 2010, the gun ownership rate in Australia was about back to where it was before the buyback. Mm-hmm. And so what you should have seen, if these guys were right, is that you should have seen a big sudden drop in firearm homicides and suicides right after the buyback, and then a gradual increase over time as the gun ownership rate went back up. But you see nothing like that. You see it continuing to fall, but at a slower rate than it was before.
Why the slower rate, John? Is there any understanding there as to why there was a slower rate on that?
Well, look, Australia has a lot of different laws. It's been relatively difficult over many, many decades to use guns in self-defense there. But it became even more difficult to be able to go and use guns in self-defense after the 96 rules that they had there. And so to the extent, I mean, basically, if you use a gun in self-defense in Australia, you run a real risk of being a criminal yourself. Mm-hmm. And so to the extent that that was the case, it may have eliminated what few options people had at that time for self-defense and may have made it so that there was less deterrence than there had previously been.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, you know, it's similar to the United States. I mean, here, even though we have the right to defend ourselves, you send a bullet downrange, you have a splaining to do, and you better make sure you have an attorney, right?
Right, but here you can't. You, here, if you shoot the criminal, and he's the only one that you shoot in Australia, you, you run into problems.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But you know, at least in the United States, if you shoot the criminal and the criminal alone, you have a fair amount of protections as long as, you know, they have a reasonable person standard, as long as the reasonable person would have perceived you as being in imminent danger of death or serious injury or somebody that you were with. But you're exactly right. If you have a stray shot that goes and harms somebody else, you can be liable for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even if it's not a stray shot, say you get somebody who is trying to invade your home, you're still going to have to defend yourself and
right.
go through a process to, you know, maybe at the end of the day, it's everybody agrees it's a good shooting, as they would call it. It's valid, and you're not to be prosecuted. You're going to go through some scrutiny that. You know, but thank God, you know, this doesn't happen every day. I mean, of all the guns that are out there, you would think, you know, and this is the way some people, again, perception versus reality here, John. This is why we love having you on, because you have the facts, is that you would think because of all the guns, we've got more shootings happening. And what you're saying is the statistics are not proving that to be the case.
No, I mean, look, if you look around the world, there are lots of countries that have much higher murder rates than the United States. The United States actually is below the average for the world. We're below the median. And when you're talking about things like mass public shootings, the United States is actually a relative oasis of safety. Mm-hmm. I mean, you may not understand this from listening to the news media, which doesn't report about mass public shootings around the rest of the world, but as we just mentioned, the European Union has its problems. But you get outside the United States and Europe, the rate of mass public shootings is really high. I mean, and plus they have other problems in terms of bombings and other types of attacks that we are fortunately pretty much completely avoid.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not talking about car intifadas and knife intifadas, only gun-related incidences right now. Dr. John Lott, John, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, our website is at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, and you can get pretty much everything we were just talking about in my latest book, The War on Guns.
There it is, all the information right there, an excellent resource for you, because no doubt the discussions will continue, the debates will continue. Dr. John Lott on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.